I'm sad. The quarterfinals are going to be over today.
Dude, I'm sad. We're about halfway through the whole damn thing.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's too quick.
I know. Well, it's been a lot of fun, though. Yeah. Monday's episode, man, that Hangar 24 double IPA was something else.
That was surprising. That was truly surprising, because I wasn't with you guys last
year.
No,
you weren't.
When you where I did the finals at Hangar and all that jazz. And I honestly thought it was going to be a closer competition between those two beers.
And now you know why we were having such a problem last year. Yeah. I mean, that thing caused a lot of problem for those beers.
Well, this is Beer Geek Radio, and this is the IPA Tournament, and I am your host, and my name is Brad.
And this is Steven, your co-host.
And this is Chris.
So, you guys know how this works. By process of elimination, that means the only two beers we've got left so far in the quarterfinal round is Left Coast Hop Juice and Stone Enjoy by 1025.
Interesting.
Yeah.
This is going to be an interesting matchup. This whole week has been is just going to be awesome once it's all said and done.
Mm-hmm.
And then next week we've got the semifinals. We now know three of the four. We've got the Knee Deep Hoptologist, excuse me. We've got the Bear Republic Cafe 15 Racer, joined by our last year's champion, the Hangar 24 Double IPA. Mm-hmm. And then either the Left Coast Hop Juice, the Stone Enjoy by will join those, and they'll duke it out. So I'm ready. You guys all know how this works. We'll be back in just a moment, and we'll have beer and more judging. And probably a tough episode ahead of us, but I'm looking forward to it either way.
All right.
Excited. So, let's do it.
Cheers. We'll be back. All right. Well, we are back in the room, and we've got beer. And I got to say, I'm genuinely concerned.
By the color of the beer?
Well, for those listening, if you follow our tournaments and have been for the whole time, you know this is a tradition of ours. If you're not and you haven't been following it and you're new to this, okay. It's kind of a tradition that once we first get into the room, just because of our excitement and for no other reason, literally that we're like children, we smell the beers. We don't taste them, but we smell them just to kind of like gear us up to start recording again.
And stoked. It builds the excitement up.
On
does.
Monday, I said that we made sure that we grabbed the freshest beers possible for the tournament. Well, some of those don't have enjoy by dates on them. Now, with that being said, I don't know which beer is which, but the difficulty comes in it. Well, one of these smells like a malt bomb.
Mm-hmm.
And also one of the beers that's left has an enjoy by date on it plastered on the label.
Right.
So
it's the name of the beer.
I'm going to tell you this. We're going to conduct business as usual, and I'm going to give it the most accurate rating I possibly can, but I'm disappointed because I don't think this is going to be very difficult.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, but we'll make it entertaining.
Oh, absolutely. A combination of the three of us on microphones? Come on, man. Are you kidding? We can find a way to make the talking, discussion about the cracks in the sidewalk funny.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on.
But that we're going to save that for another episode.
Okay, so the smell on beer A.
Malt. Lots and lots of malt.
It smells like a malty
East Coast
IPA.
I'm a fan of that. I love the malt.
I do too, but in this tournament, everything that
it smells like an old IPA is what you're getting at for that whole intro.
Absolutely. It does smell like an IPA that's been aged a while. I mean, it's mostly malt. And it's like we said, I do enjoy malty East Coast IPAs, but in the right context. This tournament is not the right context.
I'll pretend like it's a barley wine. In an IPA tournament.
That's a good point. We got to remember that these represent West Coast.
Yeah, well, everything is Cali double. I mean, everything is. So everything has been big, piney, hoppy, citrusy. That's kind of the theme of the whole thing. And this one's going to stick out like a sore thumb, and it already has. I mean, it's all malt. Very little hop. It smells like an old IPA or an East Coast IPA.
Fair.
So, taste. Let's go.
I'm hoping to get some hop in the taste. Or at least some alpha acid, you know?
Yeah, cheers. We'll see. Cheers. See, that's damn good.
Yeah.
I just think it's out of place.
I will say I'm getting a lot more hop in the flavor than I am in the aroma.
Yeah.
But you're right. There is a lot of malt there.
It's not even hop. It's bitterness.
Yeah, there's.
It is there.
It's a bad. Like on Monday, I spoke. We kind of elaborated on the differences of describing beers as balanced. This one is a nice balance of hop bitterness with a lot of malt.
Mm-hmm.
In a different context, I could drink a lot of this.
Mm-hmm.
This is very good. I just think that in this tournament, It'd almost be like putting an MMA fighter in a boxing tournament. It has some of those characteristics, but it's just out of place.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Or the, you know, actually take it back. It'd be like the opposite, because an MMA fighter in a boxing competition probably whoop all their asses.
Mm-hmm. True. True. I feel like this would go far. Like we were originally, our idea for this tournament was to have East Coast against West Coast.
Right.
I think this beer would do well in the East Coast bracket.
Yeah. It would, yeah. This definitely is very reminiscent of some of the better East Coast IPAs. Like, it's reminiscent of Southern Tier Unearthly, and that's awesome. It reminds me a little bit of Dogfish 90 Minute.
Mm-hmm. I actually like it better than Dogfish.
I do too. Mm-hmm. I do too. Another one is Dogfish Burton Baton, which is a mix of a double IPA and an old ale to give it kind of a more oakiness. I love Burton Baton. I think Burton Baton is fantastic. And this is, but I think of those. I don't think of your big,
your West Coast
hoppy,
right.
Just in-your-face hoppy double IPAs. I don't think of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is out of place.
Okay. Yeah, but it's true to style. It's just, yeah, the other beers that we have in this tournament.
Well, that's also it's also assuming that this is what was intended.
Right.
If this is what I think it is, which I'm like 95% certain, mm-hmm. this is a beer that does not have an enjoy-by date on it. Mm-hmm. So I did my best to grab what I thought was the freshest one. I asked the guy at the store how long they've been there, and obviously they have a whole inventory. He's not going to know 100%, right. But I did what I could.
And none of us have had the beer that we think this is in a really long time.
No, yeah exactly. Right. Really haven't. We're giving the beer its fair shake, though. Mm-hmm. I keep drinking it. I like it.
Yeah.
I could drink it.
It's tasty.
Absolutely. It doesn't taste old.
No, it doesn't taste old. I think that's might be
it
why
might
this
be the recipe.
This might just be a more malty IPA. Yeah. That's very, but also if it is what we think it is, it's not one of these newer IPAs.
Right.
So it was probably, it came out before that super like enamel melting IPA.
If I drank this IPA like 8 years ago, let's say, and compared it to let's say Deschutes single IPA, oh, I'd be all over this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. On Beer B.
Beer B.
Okay.
Hop.
Yep.
I just got a big whiff of like tropical punch.
Garlicky oniony hop?
No.
No?
No.
That's actually what I'm getting.
Really?
Yeah.
You're getting more garlicky.
I'm getting more of that really dank, like earthy hop coming out of
it. It's strange because I'm not. I'm getting more of a citrusy fruity hop.
I'm getting I'm getting the fruits. I'm not getting garlic. Or the garlicky.
Okay, I got a little bit of the dankness, kind of, that you're talking about.
For me, that came to the... Well, after that hanger, nothing else smells fruity.
Yeah, really.
Right. We're still on last week's episode.
Yeah, it stayed with me that long, guys.
Yeah, that's like drinking orange juice in the morning. That's fantastic. But with alcohol in it, is it not like a screwdriver, though? It's better. Okay, I'm getting some dankness, but it's a nice blend of fruit, and that's one of the things that I got initially when we first walked in the room. I said, good combination of earthy and citrus.
Right.
So, taste.
Let's do it.
Let's
get in it.
All Cheers. All right, Beer B, taste. After this, we can say we've tasted them all.
Yeah. Oh, that's depressing.
Okay, dankness and the more earthy hop and the flavor.
I'm telling you, man.
Definitely.
So a little bit of nuttiness, too, right?
Hmm.
On the back end?
I don't know how I feel about that.
not like ball sack nut. Like,
no, I'm talking about
like a peanut, man.
No,
I wasn't commenting on that. I meant like the flavor overall.
I'm not getting any nuttiness. I'm getting a
really?
Big.
Like, to me, it's all bitter. To me, it's all bitter.
It's piney, earthy hop exclusively. I'm getting very little citrus, and this is why I ultimately ended up going against Mongo last week, because last year in the tournament, Mongo, I got citrusy and it was great. This year, Mongo was really big pine bite with like earthy hops. This is the same thing. It's mostly earthy hops.
For me, Mongo, I got a lot of floral, a lot of like rose character, and this is more pine tree.
This has way too much bite. Like it bites you as soon
it's
as it's
smooth
enters your
for
mouth.
Me. Really? I do get some hot bite, but it does go down really smooth and easy. It's not harsh in any way. Mm-hmm. It is very smooth, but it's mostly, if not completely, earthy hops, and those are my least favorite.
And it's exactly. It depends on the kind of hops you like, but the hop is very much at the forefront of this beer.
Mm-hmm. This is going to be flavorful. This is going to be tough for me.
No, yeah. You know what? It's going to be tough for me as well. I was going to kind of just I was going to judge this by, you know, the which one represents the style the best. I was going to kind of put the fact that I love the sweetness out of A out of my head, but okay, I want to judge this by how, you know, a West Coast double should be. Well, B took that idea and just went through the roof with it because this is just nothing but bitterness. It's a complete opposite of what A is to
me. Oh, absolutely.
Complete.
When I look at IPAs, I look at one end of the spectrum as all malt IPA, mm-hmm. and then one is all hop, whether it be citrusy, piney, earthy, floral. Those, to me, are polar opposites. Yeah. And in this, somebody spoke on our tournament, I believe it was either Chris or Danny last week, they said these two beers are polar opposites.
That was me.
I think it was mm-hmm. you. In this case, I think these two beers are polar yeah. opposites because A is absolutely. A big, sweet, malty IPA mm-hmm. that I could drink all day and I love it. But B is that more, it's not a lot of malt, it's very, but smooth, mm-hmm. but it's all piney, earthy hops. And to me personally, I'm run into with that dilemma that I've had in previous tournaments where it's like, what do you base your judgment on right. because mm-hmm. they're so different? I'm not going to give too much away here, but I can tell you right now, this is nowhere near as simple as yeah. I thought it was going
to
be.
To add to my comment, I wasn't saying that as a good thing for B, it running through the ceiling with that idea of being, you know, a West Coast double. It's taking it too far for me. Like I said, the bite, this thing is just a bitter bomb. And I'm not sure if I'm liking it, so I'm really torn.
I am too. I am too.
For me, it's kind of a shame that this is the last matchup. Because if this was the first matchup and I didn't know which was which, I think I'd have a lot more open mind.
But I think so.
I know which beer is which, and I think labels are getting in my head right now.
I had another sip of
beer. You know what? Honestly, I'm right there with you, but here's the thing. To me, I've just got to throw labels out, and I'm going to do my absolute damnedest to do mm-hmm. that because I got to go with what would I rather drink. And I know people yeah. out there.
Ultimately, that's what's going
to
come.
If everybody yeah. knew, if everybody that listens to the show were sitting in this room right now and knew which one was which the way we probably do, there it would be a shame if what could happen happened. Mm-hmm. They would look at us and go, "You guys are out of your minds."
Yeah.
But in this context, it's tough. Mm-hmm. What do you base it off of? And that's the problem that's
especially
plagued
with
us.
Beers, these different
in the
this
winter
different.
In the winter warmer tournament, I had this issue because there's so many different takes on a winter warmer because right. the criteria is so loose. Same thing with the barrel aged stouts. It's like, what do you base it off of? And I'm getting that in this one. Mm-hmm. I haven't had that yet this tournament, mm-hmm. and now I do. It's like on one hand, I'd rather drink one of them, but on the other hand, it's more traditional of what the style is that exactly. we were going for.
Right,
and I'm torn. This is going to be tough. So with that being said, I guess. Maybe this matchup's better than. Maybe it's better we're giving it that or than what we're giving it credit for.
Yeah,
right. That's a good matchup. I think my mind's made up though, but I have a style of IPA that I prefer.
I'm not there yet.
I'm not there yet either. I'm not there yet either. And I could go either way with this. I really could.
You know what? It's going to come down to what you said. It's going to come down to what I personally, what I prefer.
I'm already in.
Chris is in.
I already know.
I'm going to take a few more moments to kind of get my bearings about me and sip both beers again. And it, I think, is ultimately
going
to come down.
This isn't a rush judgment based on a label. I've been going back and forth between the beers as mm-hmm. we've been talking.
No, you look like you already have that look in your eye, like you knew what
yeah.
you wanted.
Yeah.
Or what you liked, I should say.
Yeah. No, I know what I like out of an IPA, and one of these did that a lot better than the other.
Mm-hmm.
My poker face is bad on this one. I'm Brad for this episode.
my poker face was terrible last episode. I pretty much knew right away what I was going for, and I think everybody at the table did as well.
Well, as I was drinking water, I'm going to be, and it's slowly losing that bite that I'm not liking, but there's still something.
One fun thing to point out, and for those of you guys keeping score at home, or my counterparts over here, if you guys are keeping score, there's been two beers so far that have been unanimous picks. Hoptologist from Knee Deep and yep. Hangar 24 yep. by the Hangar 24 Double IPA. Those are the only two so far.
So far,
the Cafe one was a little controversial, a mm-hmm. little bit, but we won't have that issue today as we do not have a fourth person on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But this is going to be interesting to see which one this goes. Because I'll tell you right now, as I sit here and talk, I do not know which way I'm going. I really don't.
I got my card in.
Okay, well, I'm on the spot here. Steven's card is in.
Wow.
I'm going to rinse my palate one more time just to be sure.
All right, we got Brad over here going back between A and B.
It's not often that Brad is this distraught over his decision.
Yeah.
I know. I can make up my mind pretty easily. But in this one, it's just I'm torn between the criteria of how do you vote,
right?
Where do you put your vote? And this was tougher than I thought it was going to be. So far, this is the toughest matchup for me because of just the style and what each beer brings to the table. So I do, after a long deliberation process, I do know which way I'm going.
All right.
I'm the last one on the table, so it is what it is, I guess.
And he's still going back and forth.
I'm trying to shuffle my cards.
He said he has his mind made up.
I do.
You
I
have two cards.
I'm shuffling my cards up.
There it
so
is.
So you guys
all
can't
right.
see it.
The vote right. is in.
Vote is in. Okay, let me tally these votes and see which one we've got.
Oh, man. I'm so interested to see this now.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Two B's and an A.
Two B's and an A.
Yeah, two B's and an A. It wasn't unanimous, but we do have a winner. The winner is Beer B. Okay, let's get ready for the reveal. It's pretty much anticlimactic at this
point.
It is.
A is hop juice, B is stone enjoy by.
Is it?
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Stone enjoy by is moving on to the semifinals, and Left Coast Hop Juice is eliminated.
Who picked Hop Juice? Steven,
maybe
really?
Me, yep. There's something about B I could not get over. I did not like it. I did not like it.
No, I think...
Honestly, I probably wouldn't care to drink that again.
Based on his pick, or the way he was talking about the beers, I kind of
got that, too. Yeah. That's why I was really worried at the end there. Because you were really torn.
Because I was very torn. And the reason why I ultimately did go with B was because I think it, based on the category and what is intended by the beers in this tournament, B was better because it was of that style. And it did that style better than Left Coast Hop Juice. And as much as I like Left Coast Hop Juice, I just think it's in the wrong place.
I understand. Right. I understand why you would pick B, but I mean, it gets to the point where it doesn't matter what I'm judging. If it's something I could not drink, if I cannot drink that beer because I don't like it, I'm definitely not going to pick it, no matter how well or badly it represents a. You know, that doesn't come into play anymore. I mean, it's just I didn't like it.
It is more of the obviously, as we was well established, it's more of the earthy hop variety for me. And you know what? That's my least favorite of in big double IPAs that are West Coast is that earthy hop. I do like it, though. I don't want to make it sound like I don't like it. I do like it. I would drink it again. It is enjoyable. But now that we know what it is, it is the beer that I've always, always said is just like this year's Pliny the Elder. It's so overrated. And I think that
it's honestly
going to get...
ploy. It's the same beer released hundreds of times.
I think Stone is absolutely brilliant with the way they've marketed this beer because they've put an enjoy by date on it and because they've released it in limited markets. Mm. It has quickly overnight become like the most overrated IPA on earth. It is good and it suits the style that we're going for better. But I honestly think it's going to get the floor wiped with it like in the next round. I really do. And
it'll
I hope it does. And I hope it does.
It'll be interesting to see the matchup.
Yeah.
Because there's one beer I definitely pick Stone Enjoy By over. The rest, it would be a really tough choice.
Yeah. Not for me. There's two in the next that are left in the semifinals that I think are either going to just absolutely tar and feather Stone Enjoy By or are going to have an advantage just based on my palate alone. But what that means is we're going to have a very interesting semifinal.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
So our semifinal now is we've got Bear Republic Cafe 15, Knee Deep Hoptologist, Hangar 24, Double IPA, and now Stone Enjoy By joins the ranks.
Nice.
So that's your final four. And
some good beers.
Yeah, I'm still just jazzed. I can't wait to get ready to go for the semifinals. The quarterfinals are over, and that's a little depressing, but it happens that way. So
that's every tournament. You got to move on eventually.
Yeah. Oh, well, luckily for me, I don't get too attached because that's just the nature of the beast. So I'm ready to move on. And Monday.
We only got two more episodes.
Three more. We've got three more.
Okay, it makes me feel a little better.
Yeah, we've got three more.
We've tried all the beers now. Do you guys have any early favorites?
I absolutely do, wholeheartedly. I'm not going to say
you're
it.
You're not going to reveal it?
No.
You're going to keep it inside?
There are two specifically.
Okay. Well, you guys all know where my heart is.
Yeah. I do. I think I know what your favorite is. I think you guys know my favorite, and people listening could probably tell my favorite as well, just based on what we've tasted.
Yeah.
I just think there's just one beer in here that's going to be the class of the style, and maybe one day we'll get its due respect, but you never know. So, all right, well, we'll see you guys on Monday for the semifinals, our beginning. Obviously, I said the final four are the Cafe 15, the Hoptologist, the Hanger 24 Double IPA, and the Stone Enjoy by 1025.
Exciting times.
I'm stoked. Well, for Beer Geek Radio, I'm your host. My name is Brad.
For Beer Geek Radio, this is Steven.
And for Beer Geek Radio, this is Chris.
We'll see you guys on Monday for the semis. Cheers.
Later.